PRI, Public Radio International.
Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. It's elementary, my dear. Jim Cunningham with Manfred Honeck and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, leading us on a musical journey from heaven to earth, exploring the elemental and the spiritual. We'll enjoy music of the spheres in Gustav Holst's The Planets, and music of the earth in the world premiere of The Elements, a Pittsburgh Symphony commission for five different Pittsburgh composers: Patrick Burke, Bomi Jiang, Matthew Rosenblum, Amy Williams, and Reza Valley. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. When English composer Gustav Holst finished The Planets in 1916, he never dreamed the music would achieve its popularity. In fact, Holst himself wasn't even very fond of his own music. Nevertheless, it became one of the most celebrated and widely played orchestral works of today. Each of its seven movements is dedicated to a different planet, the most famous being the ferocious first movement, Mars, the bringer of war, and the lively Jupiter, the bringer of jollity. But as Holst wrote, these pieces were suggested by the astrological significance of the planets. There is no program music in them. Neither have they any connection with the deities of classical mythology bearing the same names. The music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Manfred Honeck, shared his thoughts about the planets.
I think it is far away from describing the planets. It's describing the mood and or what the Romans or the Greeks, the ancient Romans, thought about the planets. So we experience here a lot of stories throughout the music. We feel the ancient world, the slow movement, very emotional movement. We feel the power of the instruments. We feel the song, even, you know, we know that we have the middle song used in the church to praise God. And he uses the female choir only in the end. The music disappears into the heaven and somewhere else, far away from the earth.
Manfred Honeck, who's about to lead the Pittsburgh Symphony in Gustav Holst's The Planets with its ethereal final movement, Neptune the Mystic, featuring a female chorus, here sung by the women of the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh, prepared by Betsy Burley. Here is Manfred Honeck to conduct The Planets by Gustav Holst. We'll hear first Mars, the bringer of war, followed by Venus, the bringer of peace, Mercury, the winged messenger, Jupiter, the bringer of jollity, Saturn, the bringer of old age, Uranus, the magician, and Neptune, the mystic.
Thank you. Thank you.
Manfred Honeck conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and the women of the Mendelssohn Choir in The Planets by Gustav Holst. We ended with the music floating off into space. We heard the women's voices in Neptune, the Mystic. Manfred Honeck told me how the disembodied effect is achieved.
In the score it says very clearly they have to be offstage. So they have to not be seen, and gives them the possibility also just to create an imagination, and also that the sound that's distant, the sound, then you feel also that it is etheric.
The Pittsburgh premiere of The Planets took place in February of 1964, conducted by Englishman Sir John Pritchard. Former Pittsburgh Symphony Music Director William Steinberg made a benchmark recording of the Holst while serving concurrently as Music Director of the Boston Symphony. Among the more recent recordings of The Planets is one by Simon Rattle and the Berlin Philharmonic, which includes several commissions having to do with outer space. That disc includes Komarov's Fall by Brett Dean, music the Pittsburgh Symphony played when they visited the Grafenegg Festival in Austria in the fall of 2013. The planet Pluto was discovered in 1930. Composer Colin Matthews has added music for Pluto, which has been recorded several times along with the Holst. Gustav Holst could have written an extra movement to accommodate Pluto. He died in 1934, but he did not. Colin Matthews' Pluto the Renewer has been recorded several times, attached to the Planets by Mark Elder on the Hyperion label and David Lloyd-Jones for Naxos. The Hyperion CD allows the listener to program the planets with or without Pluto. Colin Matthews' music for Pluto includes a brief return of the women's voices, which dovetail with the Neptune Mystic music. You can hear Holst's own ideas about his music. He recorded it in 1926 for the second time, made with the London Symphony Orchestra. It's been transferred by Mark Obert Thorne for a Naxos historical release. I'm Jim Cunningham, your host, often characterized as spacey. Shortly, we'll leave the planets behind and I'll break matters down into basics with five Pittsburgh composers and the world premiere of The Elements. Stay tuned. Jim Wilkinson is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony. The resident conductors are Lawrence Lowe and Fauzi Haymore. The Pittsburgh Symphony is always on the air on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel from the WQEDFM.org website. I would love to hear from you, and I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light. It will help you look at your star chart. It will fit in your wallet. It's in the shape of a credit card, and it also helps in reading concert programs in low light. Get it free while they last with the Radio Guide, a complete list of concerts in the series. There's a photograph of Jesse Norman smiling ecstatically, and a bemused Hélène Grimaud, along with a Pittsburgh Symphony history and more. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. Send email to pso@wqed.org, and you'll find the website at psoradio.org. Let me know what station you're listening to. If you missed the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio concert. Our program is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who've underwritten in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.